What if I told you there was an organization for people between the ages of 18 and 40 that would transform your life and your career and your investment? Some time and very little money. The movement is the Junior Chamber International, and today we're going to visit with Jennifer Gracie, who was president of JCI Iowa in 2010 and then went on to an international role with JCI Worldwide, serving Asia and the Pacific nations. You'll learn how the training through doing good for her community allowed her for great advancement in her professional life as well. In just a moment, you'll meet Jennifer Gracie. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. When you outsource your HR functions, your business can grow faster. Why? Because you're doing what you love, your business, rather than worrying about HR compliance and more. Arion, AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. You're going to really enjoy this conversation because we're about to introduce you to a young woman who has traveled the world on behalf of the Junior Chamber of Commerce, or if you'd like to say the JCI, the Junior Chamber International. And she has had executive roles there. She's traveled all over Asia. She has been involved in local chambers all across the United States. And it's a real pleasure to bring Jennifer Gracie to our microphone. Jennifer, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much, Michael. Great to be here.
Wow, that's kind of a build-up, huh?
Yes, thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, but you've done all that stuff.
It's been an amazing 15 years.
I want to talk about the challenges of being an organization that attempts to appeal to young people. What is it, 18 or is it 21 now?
Some chapters are open to 18-year-olds and some are open to 21.
To 39 or 40?
40 years old is our cutoff.
All right. Back in the day, it was 18 to 39. And actually, then they moved that. When I was president of the Iowa Junior Chamber, and then went on to be chaplain for the United States Chamber, they actually changed that. So I roostered out, is what they call it, at 39, and then they said, oh, you can go to 40, so I was back in for another year. So, yeah, anyway, well, those are the side stories, ladies and gentlemen, that we won't bore you with, but when an old-timer like me talks about the Junior Chamber of Commerce, we can get into lots of different stories. Jennifer, your job is what, though? What do you do for a living?
Professionally, I'm an IT consultant, so I specialize in user experience design and development.
So this is for what consumers do when they go to a website, yes?
Right. I improve the usability and the user experience of software, websites, and mobile apps.
So let me just ask you a really quick question. What three things should business be aware of? And I suspect every business is different because their key demographic is different and who they're trying to reach and how what they're selling or what they're doing. But what three things do you mostly find at odds with consumers in the web experience?
The number one thing I find is that companies design websites and software for themselves.
Yes.
They don't really think about their users. One of the things we say in UX is you are not your user. And so it's extremely important to understand who your users are. The second thing is doing that user research, understanding who the people are that are using your websites or your mobile apps and software, and trying to figure out what their goals are and how do they achieve those goals in the quickest, you know, fastest, most efficient way possible with the fewest clicks. And then the third thing is, we like to say that we can save companies about 50 to 60% of their development costs if they actually do user experience design and user-centered design. And that is validating all of your assumptions and who your users are, how they're going to use it, and actually doing like click-through prototypes, you know, wireframes, before you actually start doing coding, before you start the development. And so that's usually the one thing that gets people's attention is, oh my gosh, I can save 50% of my development cost if I actually user-centered design.
If I know what my consumers, A, want,
yeah.
and B, that I can put them where they need to go.
Exactly.
You know, I think it's just stunning because you are so correct. You know, my real job is an advertising agency, and we visit with our clients all the time about the user experience and needing to know what your consumer wants, not what you want to tell them. And you know, and less is often more. I mean, don't give me an About Us page that reads like War and Peace, for crying out loud. Nobody cares, and they're not going to take the time to read it anyway. Anyway, yeah, good stuff. All right, Jennifer Gracie, let's talk about Junior Chamber of Commerce and JCI International, if we can, for just a bit. Set it up for us. What is, I can speak from experience, I grew up in the JCs, so to speak, and but that's in the 1980s, 70s and 80s. What is the Junior Chamber of Commerce International, JCI? What does it do for communities and individuals?
In short, our mission is to provide development opportunities that empower young people to create positive change. And so, essentially, we are a membership-based organization. It's completely voluntary. And we're made up of people that are 18 to 40 years old around the world. And we're in about 120 countries.
Right.
We've got over 200,000 members worldwide. We help to get our young people, our active citizens, engaged in their local communities. And by doing that, they can create positive change by running different types of projects, trainings, etc. And the main purpose is to provide that individualized, you know, development of the person involved in the organization while they are making an improvement to their community.
One of the things that I often liken this to is that you can be involved in a Junior Chamber of Commerce, a JCI project in your community and fail and not hurt anybody, but learn a great deal from that experience. And so that you can then take it into your professional career and say, I ain't doing that again because I learned something.
Exactly. And we say, don't crash and burn, crash and learn.
There you go.
Our organization is the perfect one to be able to get involved and take those risks. Come up with new projects, try them out. If they work, great. If they don't, they fail. It's okay. It's still a learning opportunity.
And projects that are done in some of these chapters, in some of these cities, everyone would be perhaps remembering things like haunted houses, the JC Haunted House Project, that would raise funds for other nonprofit organizations. What other types of activities do you find in communities that have adopted JCI?
Well, I'm part of the JCI Clive chapter, and so most people will recognize the Clive JCs from Clive After Five.
Sure.
And we ran that project for 25 years. We you know, had a good presence in the community, and we donated about $750,000 back to our local community, to police, fire departments, schools, every charity on the block, you pretty much name it, we probably donated to it. And so now we're kind of moving away from that to more targeted things. Currently, our local chapter runs the Wolfin' It 5K every May. It's a 5K run walk where you can actually bring your dog, and the money goes to benefit Furry Friends Animal Refuge. We saw animal overpopulation as a huge problem in our city, and there's way too many animals being euthanized. So we wanted to be able to give money to Furry Friends to allow them to grow and expand their shelter capabilities so that they would be able to take in more animals and we would have less euthanization. The other thing is education of animal owners and making sure they understand how important it is to spay and neuter your pets, because there's just so many unwanted animals out there. It's really sad when they have to euthanize them. So we identified that as a challenge in our community, but we also identified other challenges in our community. And we work with other organizations and run our own projects also to help do food drives for the Clive Community Services. We also work with the Clive Historical Society in order to provide a meal once a year at their Clive Cultural Festival, and we create a carnival environment for these low-income families that live in the Clive area and Des Moines area in general, to provide them a meal, and we do face painting and balloon animals and things like that.
So this is all stuff that happens on a local level, and then we move from the local level to the regional and the state level, and then the international level, and all of these touch points have projects that are benefiting somebody in their respective locations. So community development is a big part of JCI, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So community development, and then what about the individual development? How does the Junior Chamber of Commerce, JCI, how do you effectuate learning and growth in individuals?
Well, doing all of these projects, we have leadership opportunities, obviously. People learn how to write business plans, how to plan for, you know, the unexpected, essentially, how to do project timelines, how to communicate, how to be effective communicators. We also offer trainings so people can learn how to be a better public speaker. They can learn how to be a trainer. They can learn how to network. They can learn how to manage projects. There's so many different opportunities we have in the Junior Chamber, and delivering those trainings and getting people to attend them is one of the biggest benefits of your membership dues, you know. So I would compare it. We've had people say this is better than Dale Carnegie training. You know, they've spent thousands of dollars to go and do Dale Carnegie training for a weekend, and they go to a JCI training, and they go to a series of courses on how to be an effective presenter, and they're just absolutely wowed by it.
Yeah. And you know, people have asked me over the years, and I'm an old guy, but people have asked me over the years, how did you learn to be an effective communicator? How did you learn to speak in front of audiences? Which, by the way, you know, most people fear speaking in front of an audience more than they fear death, for crying out loud. And so how did you learn to do all of this stuff? And my answer consistently is, I learned it through the JCs. And people go, really? Really? Yeah. And it cost me, at that time, maybe $25, $30 a year, for crying out loud. And that's the bonus that you get from this type of work.
It is amazing. I would say that I'm a much better public speaker than I was before I joined the Junior Chamber. And it's just because of all of the opportunities I've been afforded. And, you know, we've had a lot of famous people, politicians, come out of the organization. And, you know, JFK, one of the famous quotes from him is, Harvard gave me an education, but Junior Chamber gave me an education for life.
Yeah.
And we have another similar quote from Robert Ray.
Former governor Robert Ray.
Who was a part of the Des Moines chapter for many, many years.
And that's where so many of these famous individuals, and I tell you what, it's really telling when you start to tick down current and past political leaders in our nation and ask them, were you ever a member of the Junior Chamber of Commerce? And you'll find tons of people that had their start there, and also in business. Okay, so we've set out, if you will, the benefits of being a member of the Junior Chamber in your community, in your personal development, in your leadership skills. What are the headwinds that JCI is facing today?
We're definitely facing a generational shift in our organization. So we're competing with other organizations, YP organizations, obviously. We're also competing with, you know, other service type organizations. The main thing that's going on right now is a generational shift and trying to make sure that our organization is branded in a way and presented in a way that is attractive to millennials, the digital generation that is constantly on their phone and you know, their social outlet consists a lot of Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and any of those other things I'm not even aware of. But like, we're trying to make sure that our local chapters stay relevant to that generation. And this, you know, we have a state convention coming up. We've got a trainer coming in to speak on millennials and how to attract, engage, and retain those individuals in our organizations, because this is such a huge challenge for us right now. You know, we're seeing membership dwindle, and it's not that people don't care about their communities. It's that their activism is different. Their activism is now, I'm going to go out and I'm going to click like on this Facebook event. I probably won't attend it, but I'm going to click like, or I'm going to, you know, it's online social justice and social activism, unfortunately. And what we need in order to actually realize the professional development, personal development of individuals, for them to really show up, to actually come and be a part of an organization. I mean, And it's not just our organization that's struggling with this. I mean, when you look at the Des Moines Marathon and also the Dam to Dam, you know, we just had the last year of Dam to Dam, and you ask them, why are you not doing this event anymore? How is it possible? And they said, well, we get tons and tons of volunteers that'll show up the day of the event, but we can't find volunteers to run the event. And that is one of the same challenges we're having. And it makes it even more difficult because it's amplified, because our organization, My local chapter is only 21 to 40. So, yeah, you take out a lot of people right there when you put that age limit on it.
One of the things, we're talking with Jennifer Gracie, ladies and gentlemen, about community development, individual development. You know, let me put a spin on this that I think might be interesting to young people who may be interested in not only their own career development, but also the development of their community in which they live and giving back and doing some public service. One of the things that I think is astounding about all of this is that this doesn't cost a lot of money. And if I'm saddled with $35,000 worth of student debt, and I've got to worry about paying that student debt because it's going to follow me to the grave, for crying out loud, but I still want to be effective, why not take a look at something that has such little input costs but gives you greater output costs? I mean, as a business person, I'd do that all day.
Exactly. And the fees are very, very small compared to other organizations. Our local chapter in Clive, currently it's $55 a year.
A year.
And you can't join another organization for probably cheaper than that.
Can't join the Y for crying out loud.
Right, right. And the other thing, too, is it is truly an investment in yourself. I mean, I pay a lot of money to be a part of this organization, but the thing is, what I get out of it is amazing, amazing personal and professional development. The opportunities have been amazing for me, coming up through the local, regional, state, national, and international level. It costs money to travel, but the thing is, it's an amazing opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, I've been to over 30 countries. I've met members from around the world. I had to cap my Facebook friends list because I have too many JCI friends. You know, you hit the 5,000 limit and Facebook says you're done. I had to start a public page on Facebook just to keep track of everybody so they could still communicate with me. But I can say that the Junior Chamber has provided me with so many opportunities that I was in a job for about 12 and a half years.
Yeah.
And I was coming up the JCI ladder, the leadership ladder, training all over the United States and traveling and just having so many opportunities to be a leader in the organization that I outgrew my job. I essentially was ready to move on. And that's when I made the jump and got into IT consulting, because I was like, you know, there's got to be more out there in the world, you know, as far as a career. And so I'm making a lot more money. I'm a lot happier. I get to experience amazing things. And it's all because of JCs. I mean, I say to people, you want to get a better job. You want to make more money. Do you want to be a leader in your community? Do you want to be a well-respected leader in your community? You know, I love it when I get to go and have coffee or lunch with the mayor. I mean, it's kind of cool. Not everybody gets to do that,
right?
Those things. So, you get into it what you put out of it, though.
You do, exactly right. And I was going to say, your investment of time and talent and energy and some money has clearly paid off in your professional life, but it's also helped in your personal life, because you were an executive director for Asia, for crying out loud. Had how many countries under your belt?
I think we had 24 countries back in 2016 when I was executive vice president of Asia and the Pacific, and it was an amazing opportunity. Yeah. I visited 11 different countries that year.
It is stunning. Final question for Jennifer Gracie, ladies and gentlemen. What's the difference, if you can, because of your international travel and work with a JCI, Junior Chamber International, what's the difference, if you will, between foreign countries and their JCI experience and the United States and the JCI experience here?
Well, it depends on which foreign countries you're talking about, but there's a lot of respect for what we do internationally. Our local chapter presidents internationally are just treated like, you know, very important members of their community. The work that the chapters do is well respected and revered, especially when they're doing high impact projects. I mean, in Panama, they're bringing water to communities. They're building, you know, pumps and wells, and they're building, you know, they're building systems to bring fresh water to communities. They're also doing that in Africa and Cambodia. All around the world, we're doing these very high impact projects that are changing the lives of community members. Now, in the United States, we are so lucky. We should feel so lucky to be living in the United States.
We take a lot of this for granted, don't we?
We do. We absolutely do. I mean, you know, having safe roads, having fresh water, being able to walk to the tap and turn on the tap, being able to have public education that's free. I mean, there are so many things going on in the world, and we're working with the United Nations on their sustainable development goals, their 17 sustainable development goals, in order to kind of bring everybody up to a certain level so that they have clean water and sanitation. So those are some of the projects that we're working on internationally. And then you go into countries like Japan or Korea, and they are very advanced, just like us. And we're like, okay, now what are the problems there?
You're right.
And it takes a while to find those problems, just like it does here in the United States. But, you know, it's like...
But the difference is they're looking and they're doing.
Right, right.
Yeah. Jennifer Gracie, ladies and gentlemen, we will have contact information for Jennifer up on our radio blog. If you are a young person and you're looking to enhance your career, your professional development, and do some good at the same time in your community, no matter where you're listening to this broadcast from, contact. We will have, again, those contact information points up there, also with the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce and other organizations up on the radio blog. Jennifer, thanks so very much for spending some time. We could talk all day about this, because this is really a good thing that people can do for their communities and for themselves. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Jennifer Gracie of JCI, Junior Chamber International. If you're looking to make a difference in your personal and professional life while doing great things for your community, we've got links to JCI up on our radio blog.